Americans are seeing military camouflage uniforms in new places: airports, train stations, near bridges, and nuclear power plants. President Bush has called up tens of thousands of National Guard troops to create something of a front line against terrorism on American soil. Morning Edition is following a number of families in the wake of September 11th. Today, NPR's Renee Montaigne talks with two wives of National Guardsmen who've been called away from home.
Lizette Sanchez suggested we meet at the Armory building where her husband, who's in the 3rd Unit of the 160th Brigade, is based. It's in the San Fernando Valley north of Los Angeles. There, Staff Sergeant Richard Rodriguez opens the heavy metal doors leading to a vast, echoey space with green camouflage nets coiled on the floor.
This is the Glendale Armory. As you can see, it has a huge indoor area. This is where the soldiers actually have formation and meet. In light of what's happened in September 11th, you can see it's empty. There's really nobody here.
Lizette Sanchez is there, waiting at a picnic table improbably set in the middle of this airplane hangar-sized room. Her husband, Sergeant First Class Santiago Sanchez, is in Utah somewhere. She doesn't know where or what he is assigned to do. Lizette Sanchez knows only that her husband is engaged in what she calls protecting our military investment. She does know that her husband is with Second Lieutenant Victor Rojas. His wife, Betty, joins us.
We have 5 girls, and he should be gone for a year. And it's been a couple of months, and it's already hard on us.
Betty Rojas is still a bit in shock that her husband got called away for so long. They were both just 20 when Victor joined the National Guard 12 years ago. They only had one daughter then, Carla, who was just a baby. Betty Rojas can't recall exactly what the incentive was to join. Today, a sign at the Glendale Armory offers an enlistment bonus of $2,500 on top of military discounts and other benefits, including a monthly stipend. Betty Rojas does remember that what appealed to her when her husband first signed up was the promise of a better life with not too many demands.
Actually, at that time, I had no idea because I thought it was maybe once a month. And that was it. A week in a month.
Lizette Sanchez knows better. Her husband, Santiago, had been in the Marines for 12 years. He spent nearly a year in Saudi Arabia because of Desert Storm before joining the National Guard 5 years ago. Lizette herself was a Marine when she met him.
So it's a big difference for me. I do miss him. My children miss him terribly. My dog went into depression because he missed them. He wouldn't get up. I kept on calling him to come in the house. He loves to come in the house. He wouldn't come in. He was just laying there. And a couple of weeks back, my husband called. And I played my messages, and my husband's voice came on, and my dog started just howling. And it was just so funny, and I mean, terribly sad to see that my dog felt. Imagine how my children and I feel. So.
The Sanchez's have 2 sons, Christopher, who will be 11 this week, and 4-year-old Anthony Alex. And they are raising a 3rd child, Lizette's nephew. She says Christopher seems to be taking his father's sudden disappearance the hardest.
My older son has woken up in the last month and a half 3 times around 1, 2 o'clock in the morning having nightmares, screaming, crying, hysterical that he wants his dad to come home. He wants to talk to daddy now. You know, I try to calm him down, what's going on, you know, what's happening. And he said, I want my daddy home, I'm afraid, and they're going to put bombs on him, or just a lot of things that he hears in school, I guess. I don't let him watch the news. I don't let my children watch the news.
Betty Rojas doesn't keep up with the news much either these days, but for a different reason. She can barely keep up with her 5 daughters, the youngest still in diapers. Before, her husband Victor would take the little girls while she went to the grocery store with the older ones. When he came home from his job, he's an investigator for the U.S. Department of Labor, he'd help cook and clean. Victor watched the girls at night when Betty went to school to become a beautician. Plus, she says, he balanced her out.
There's a lot of things that he would do that I wouldn't do. Like, for instance, when we go to places like, especially Starbucks. My girls, the 11-year-old and the 13, they love Starbucks, and I would always say no because the coffee is about $4 a cup. So I just say no. Why don't we buy one and we all share it? And he would always said, no, everybody's going to get one. So in those ways, they miss him. He plays a lot with my girls. And actually, the baby is, sometimes she goes down outside my gate and she tries to look in both ways. She says that her dad's coming home. I know my dad's coming. And I would say, oh yeah, he's going to come home, but it's very hard on her and the girls too, because they miss him a lot.
Betty Rojas says a couple of weeks back her husband called and she said flat out, as soon as you come home from this, you're getting out of the guard. But she knows he's not.
He said that I was acting like that because I was stressed. He said, that's not the way you are. You're just acting like that because right now you're going through a lot. And I know he's right, but it's very hard.
Does he love being in the guard?
Yes, he loves it. He loves doing his job and everything. He said, you know what? Maybe it is bad and really sad for us that we're apart, but maybe in somebody else's life we're making a big difference.
Does he also think of it as patriotic?
He hasn't mentioned anything about patriotic. It's more of helping, like I said, helping others. I don't see it, and he doesn't see it. It doesn't make sense for us to be apart. But if it's going to help a lot of people, millions of people, then it's better for him to stay over there for now.
For her part, Lizette Sanchez does think of herself as a patriot, and so she says does her husband, Santiago.
We're both very patriotic because I enjoy living in this country. I wasn't born here. I was born in El Salvador, but I've been here since I was 5 years old. This is my country. I'm an American citizen, so is he. My children are born here. I enjoy the way of life in this country, and I want it to be kept that way. And if my husband needs to be overseas, then so be it. That has to be done.
This Friday, Lisette and the boys finally will see Sergeant Sanchez again. He's getting a week-long leave, she says, and so they're going to splurge on a timeshare at a ski resort in Utah. Betty Rojas will also be in Utah at the end of December. Her husband, Victor, is using his few days off to collect Betty and the girls in Los Angeles and drive them all back to Utah for what promises to be their first ever white Christmas. Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Los Angeles.